This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your message to Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't think Hillary Clinton is particularly important anymore, but the Democratic Party is important. It's important to have a strong opposition. And the Democratic Party now has a moment where it can go through a reformation, but it can only go through that reformation if it looks at the genuine reasons for the loss. The genuine reasons, to my mind, for the loss is because the rigging of the primary process. They didn't pick the strongest candidate. So there's an internal market, which is the primary process. You battle it out with the different contenders. And the idea is that the strongest candidate is what you then send off into the main election. That didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Because the DNC, it was rigged. The DNC no longer represented the genuine interests of the Democratic Party. And that's the problem. So my message to the US Democratic Party is now is a moment for reformation and for renewal of the Democratic Party. Take the information that we have published, which shows who the different players are and how they work within the DNC.
Learn from it.
Learn from it and reform. And because every government has to have a strong opposition to keep it efficient, accountable, honest, etc.
Let me ask about your message to Barack Obama through this prism. He's now joined the ranks of blaming WikiLeaks and Russia and hacking for having an influence in the election, meanwhile ignoring the documents from China, his own attempt to influence the Israeli election. But what would your message to him be?
Well, there is a documented attempt to interfere with the election. We published it, which is the rigging of the primary process.
What an irony, right?
Yeah.
There's a proof, but he's not focused on that.
Right. Barack Obama, as as an elder statesman, he should be helping this reformation in the Democratic Party. That should be his natural position. And to do that properly, he has to be seen as someone who's independent and trustworthy by the Democratic
base. An elder statesman.
He has to pull away entirely from that Hillary Clinton network. Pull away entirely. Say, this was a problem. We've got to learn from it. He's not saying that. And I think it's just a terrible thing for the Democratic Party that he isn't. And frankly, it's not good for him either. He needs to be seen now as someone that's above all that, that he's above the fray. He's a fair arbitrator of the different factions.
What would your advice to the incoming president, the president-elect, Donald Trump, be?
I think it's to learn from that, to learn from the mistakes that were committed by Hillary Clinton, learn from the mistakes of Barack Obama, especially in this area of transparency. If you can get the information out as soon as possible, then you can correct as soon as possible. So I think that Donald Trump, early on in his administration, he needs to set a standard. He needs to go to someone in that cabinet. Okay, you're a friend, maybe even ally, but you did the wrong thing here by the American people, so you're fired. And that standard needs to be set early, that no one is immune to betraying their role.
He can be honest, transparent, and forthright without using the media too, which has been proven to be hostile.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that he's seeing that he can go straight to the public and not have to massage the interests of media proprietors who have many different interests or the journalistic class, which has other interests as well.
Very few people in the media, and there was even one major national news organization, that were willing to cover the depth of what WikiLeaks revealed, what these emails revealed, what were the contents of these emails. Now, I have, for example, a lot of the major headlines. You know, you've got the collusion between media organizations, giving Hillary Clinton questions ahead of time, asking for questions that they can ask Republicans in a particular campaign. They're up to their eyeballs.
They're giving Donna Brazile
debate questions. One. John Harwood is another. Katie Couric offering to showcase her personality. In other words, a fluff piece for her. And it goes further than that. Reuters, you know, then you have the New York Times and Politico, and they are literally giving them editing opportunities before an article is.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to happen. It's going to be up to me and you. Still, bottom-up movement is commanded because this is a country of, for, and by we the people. Hello, America. Hope you had a great weekend. It is Monday all over the place. Good to have you with us. Liz Peek is with us right now. Columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
Hey, it just keeps on going, doesn't it? I'm gonna tell you. All my friends, they go, "Do you? Are there any days that you don't have anything to talk about?"
You know, I have been away and on vacation for the past week, keeping in touch via news and so forth. And the truth is, you know, it's the same arguments, the same battles, the same hissy fits on the part of the Democrats. And I think what's wonderful is we're just going to power through this, you know.
Yes.
We're going to have these hearings on nominations. The Democrats are going to wave their arms, make a lot of noise. They have no power whatsoever to impede the acceptance, basically, of a very talented and capable group of people that Donald Trump has assembled. Of course, they should be vetted, and they will be vetted, but the notion, which has been raised by the New York Times, among others, that people like Rex Tillerson need to be particularly scrutinized because, oh my gosh, they could use their federal office to enhance their own fortune. Mm-hmm. I really want you to think about that. This is somebody who could sacrifice apparently $180 million in future earnings.
Exactly.
Should he abrogate the terms, self-imposed terms of his own contract. The notion that actually accomplished wealthy people might choose to serve their country, that whole notion of serving your country, people don't even understand it. It's so foreign to the notion, you know, to the sort of self-congratulatory government that we've had. It's really quite an extraordinary thing.
And it stands in the contrast, Liz, of people who are in government right now have not been in the private sector in many cases, but
right.
Yet because where they graduated from, it's said that, oh, we just can't live without these people. You're just so wonderful. And you go, okay, well, they've been serving us for 30 years, and what have they accomplished?
Well, of course, that was one of the underlying themes of Donald Trump's campaign with Hillary Clinton. It was like, okay, you've had your shot. Mm-hmm. You've been in and around the circles of power for decades. Not much to show for it, and really, you know, zooming in on that in a closer filter, looking at her years as Secretary of State, we all recognize she really has nothing to show for that. But again, I think what's emerging is an interesting contrast to me. We have now a couple of bills, apparently, which I haven't had a chance to really go into, calling for term limits. I think you may know, Bill, I am a huge advocate of term limits.
I am too, yeah.
Because I have done talked to and done work on the ethics issues in Congress. There is no greater determinant of corruption in Congress than time in office. Mm-hmm. I am convinced the founding fathers never imagined the idea of a career politician. Somehow, that whole sort of self-feeding apparatus of establishment politicians, I hope it goes. I hope they get rid of it, you know?
Yeah, too. Well, I would even include the Supreme Court in that too, Liz.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Supreme Court theoretically is put in place for life because they are supposed to be above politics. What we now know is they are not above politics. And, you know, look, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you really want to tamper with it, frankly. The Supreme Court has time and again survived partisan swings and come out, I would say, pretty well over the course of time. That said, we came within a whisker, had we elected Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. of having, you know, 30 years from now, a very liberal cast to this course, or I should say for the next 30 years duration, which is actually a very compelling reason why people voted for Donald Trump.
Exactly.
That altered the landscape, you know?
Yeah, and I thought of in terms of the Supreme Court, not a 4-year term. You got to be in there for a while because of the nature of their responsibility,
yeah.
and the job of the judiciary. But I still believe it should be termed out and somewhere maybe around the 12-year mark. I would not have a problem with that. But, you know, these life appointments like this is just, I think it's too much. It is problematic. Unfortunately, as you say, it has been politicized, and I think it's going to be a while, Liz, before we get out of it.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but you have to, let's start with something that, as improbable as it might seem, could actually happen. And the imposition of term limits, if there is enough of a groundswell, mm-hmm. from the American people, I mean, this is, you know, the American people have spoken twice now in terms of not being happy with the way things are going. And if they really kind of brought pressure to bear, I don't know. I mean, it's not in, I think we're closer than we've ever been to really calling for serious change in the way things are done. And this would be a huge one.
I think two things, the term limits, and you're right. There's that low lying fruit right there immediate with our first line of elected officials. The second deal is that they live under the law in which they create.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. And, you know, I'm amused to read today, I think, 4 solid pages, maybe it was 3, about Jeff Sessions,
yes.
in the New York Times. And they really struggle to come up with anything negative to say about Jeff Sessions. What they don't like about him is, guess what? He will impose the rule of law. He actually...
What a novel concept.
That's right. I mean, we have had 8 years. And by the way, before that, in different circumstances, but 8 years of a Department of Justice that basically enforced the laws they chose to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
That does not seem to me to be the way this country expects to operate, and it should not operate that way. So, you know, I think Sessions is a social conservative in a way that might make a lot of people uncomfortable, including myself, frankly, on some grounds. Mm-hmm. But I do think he is a very credible person to uphold the rule of law in this country. And I think we've slid so far away from that, you know, partially because the Department of Justice constantly sought out things that seemed to them to abrogate racial issues.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
And fairness.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we kind of have gone to the other side where you can't have school discipline because more African-American kids get disciplined. That's really not appropriate. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, Sessions is someone who's going to kind of move the needle in the other direction.
Well, I think they're concerned because Lady Justice will be blindfolded once again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. And you know, look, I think there are instances and there are parts of the country where racial problems exist, where perhaps the rule of law is not implemented fairly, and all Americans should be offended by that. They should be equally offended when efforts to remedy that go too far in the other direction.
Well, certainly that's what happened with our first black American attorney general, in Eric Holder, with our first black president under Barack Obama, just as you said, very astutely, and that is that they saw it as their job to kind of even out the playing field, somehow even out the justice, right?
I think that's exactly right, and I think a lot of people were offended by that. First, they maybe didn't think that the racial discrimination and unfairness was as broad-reaching as the Department of Justice and Obama felt.
Right.
And then they felt, yes, that the efforts to remedy that kind of went too far in the other direction.
Exactly. Got to go to break. Liz Peek is with us. More from Liz on the other side. Stay with us, America.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. We're live 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Liz P. continues, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, and she's going to be attending the inauguration. Trump said that I could attend, but I had to stand on the other side of the wall. I'm not sure what he meant by that. Just kidding, of course, you know.
Well, I think the inauguration, look, you know, I've never been to an inauguration. I should have done that, you know, a couple of different occasions, but I never did. So I think it'll be interesting. And frankly, I'm so offended by the refusal of so many people to participate in this inauguration. I feel like it's almost a patriotic duty to show up. So,
exactly. I mean, you got celebrities being hammered. I mean, Andrea Bocelli, I mean, he's friends with Trump. Somehow, you know, he's not supposed to go. He's going to be demoted from his A-list position, I guess. And then you have a young girl who is just an incredible talent of all the way. She's about 14 or 15. She said, well, hey, I'd love to go. I'll go.
Yeah.
And she's going to tear it up. This is going to be great.
Well, you know what? It's good. I mean, who goes to see the... I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm the only person in America who just doesn't care about who's singing and who's performing.
Right.
I'm there to see history made. And,
exactly.
You know what? What's funny to me is that Democrats really pulled out all those celebrities to get Hillary Clinton elected. Didn't seem to do a whit of good. A lot of people showed up to listen to the concerts and then went and voted for Donald Trump or didn't vote at all.
Right.
So I don't think that the celebrity thing really has quite the impact that they think.
No, it is kind of amazing. You know, you get, on one hand, you got Vice President-elect Trump going to see Hamilton, and he gets blitzed from the stage. And then last night or over the weekend, Hillary's the color purple, and they're giving her a standing ovation. I mean, it's like enough of this stuff already. I just want to go see the, you know, I want to go see a play or go see a movie or watch TV with all this politicization, you know.
You know, I think it's a little bit like a garbage fire. Eventually, it'll kind of
burn itself out.
Stop smelling so bad and burn itself out.
Right.
I hope so, because the country really needs some respite from the extreme divisiveness. And, of course, Democrats are pleased to be making a lot of noise about the confirmations and so forth, because it's very good for fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to need more than fundraising to really turn the tide. You know, 4 years from now, as you well know, and your listeners know, nine Democrat senators come up for re-election, and they are in Trump states.
You mean two years from now, right?
Excuse me, 2 years. Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
And so the more that they resist and place themselves as obstacles towards moving the country forward, you know, the more that they're going to possibly lose even more clout in the Senate. So I think the Democrats have to be very careful here, and some of the more mature members of the Senate may get that. But, you know, to have Elizabeth Warren come out, oh, my God, sounding like a lunatic, I thought, so harsh, so embittered, so embattled. You know, is there really that much appetite for this incredible anger still? I don't know, perhaps. But, again, it's not good for the country, and I think at some point it becomes unpatriotic.
It really does. And Liz, in many ways, this has become the party of invalidation. You know, if you don't go along, if you don't think like I do, you're invalidated.
Yeah.
You know, you're out of the parade. I mean, it has just been one fight after another in terms of whether it has to do with Putin and, the cybersecurity issue that the Democrats really did this to themselves. And I'm saying, hey, get over yourselves. We need you in the fight here. You've got to, you know, I'm not one of these ones that, you know, are gloating in the end zone, doing an end zone dance here. We need to have the other party involved. Otherwise, we're going to be the opposite of California. California has become a one-party state. It is an absolute mess and should be a real study in politics as to what happens when one party takes over. I mean, we've got cities throughout this country where it is a one-party city, and they're all abysmal.
They're corrupt, and they're inefficiently run. And there's no question about that. California is an interesting situation because it is imbued with such incredible natural resources, beauty and oil and gas and so forth and so on, houses two of our most successful industries. And even so, there is a brain drain and business drain from California that's gone on for some time. Taxes are going up. you kind of do begin to wonder, and by the way, their environmental policies are going to lead to higher and higher energy costs. You do wonder at what point they're going to actually kind of saw off the foot that on which they stand, right?
Exactly.
Because I thought the most amusing thing that happened in California recently is that they hired Eric Holder mm-hmm. to be their sort of Uber law figure. Eric Holder, who was the first attorney general ever to be held in contempt of Congress. That's quite a feat.
Exactly.
And the reason he was held in contempt, people have forgotten this, is because he lied to Congress repeatedly about Fast and Furious. And it wasn't a mistake. He lied to them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, really, to hold him up as a someone who on whom you will depend for an interpretation of the rule of law, extraordinary.
Yeah, but Valerie Jarrett forgot about that because she said that President Obama's administration was without scandal. So I guess that's just one of, I think somebody documented this the other day. We were reading it last week. 633 scandals and counting.
Gosh. That's more than I could have come up with. And I'm pretty good on Obama land scandals. Look, you know what? They are trying to not just, they've had many years of trying to create a legacy. Now they're trying to write the legacy because it isn't come out quite as they had hoped. Good luck with that, because the answer is Americans know what the legacy is, the absolute demolition of the Democratic Party under President Obama. And I woke up very early this morning and I was lying in bed thinking, does he not ever have a twinge of responsibility for what's gone on under his administration? I mean, this is truly a historic rout of Democrats.
Right.
And will no one at least hint that he is partly responsible for that? Does he not consider himself partly responsible? I think not.
I think he
just feels like, you know, I think what he actually feels is that they didn't do a good enough job explaining how wonderful all his policies were, even though the federal government spent tens of millions of dollars trying to do just that.
Well, he's not going to move too far away. He's going to stay in D.C. just to make sure that we remember, in case we forget any part of his legacy, he's going to be there to be in charge of it, I guess. Huh?
Yes, and how embarrassing for him. I mean, does it mean that he has nothing else to go and do? I think that's probably what it does mean. I don't know. I mean, I think he will be increasingly shunned by Democrats because, yes, he is very popular, but mm-hmm. every time people that he went out to campaign for somebody, that somebody lost. That's
right.
Not a particularly winning formula, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are senators and congressmen in the Democratic Party going to do? Are they really going to rely? He has talked about how he wants to provide guidance to the party. Holy crow, I'd be running the opposite direction as fast as my feet would carry me.
Yeah, somebody had counted, I think, the number of seats during his administration, like about 1,000 seats.
Yeah, it's historic, honestly.
It is absolutely incredible. Liz, I know you got to run. I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you coming on. I know it's been nonstop busy. Have a great time at the inauguration. I know it's going to be a historic time and great memories for you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Bye now.
Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. I really appreciate Liz's insight. It's always always wonderful to have her on with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Golden Globes, a couple other things that are happening around your world that you're going to be talking about today and through the week. We've got plenty to review, this hour and the hours ahead. Thank you so much for being with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information there. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Got some great emails over the weekend. I got to tell you, this is what challenges me. You guys are brilliant. I mean, you are on top of this stuff. And the insight and the things that you had to share with me, some challenging, mostly respectful, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Got the invitation, you got the right address. You need some medication, the answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you waited for. Just squeeze a bit more. Tonight we're on a mission. Tonight's the casting call. This is the real audition.
Oh God, help us all.
You make the right impression, then everybody knows your name.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
It is official. The Hollywood Foreign Press have spoken. La La Land completely dominated every film category this year, sweeping all of the awards in the Best Screenplay, Best Original Score, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Actress categories.
I moved here 13 years ago this week, and without my mom and my dad and my brother, who has put up with me his whole life, thank you, Spence.
So, Emma Stone was basically all of us in that thank you speech. La La Land also scored the Best Motion Picture in the Musical or Comedy category, beating out the fan favorite of the year, Deadpool. So basically, if there was an award for most awards won at the Golden Globes this year, La La Land would basically win that too. But don't you worry, you guys, the Hollywood Foreign Press left a few surprises in the film categories, including Moonlight's huge win for Best Motion Picture Drama.
And to everybody on Twitter and Instagram, everybody back home in Miami and New Orleans, if you have seen this film and you've told a friend, all I ever say is, please tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Much love.
As for the TV categories, Netflix's original series, The Crown, took home the biggest wins with Best TV Series Drama and for Best Actress in a TV Series Drama, thanks to Claire Foy's fantastic portrayal of Queen Elizabeth II.
But I really, really, really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for some extraordinary women. I'm going to thank them. One of them is Queen Elizabeth II. She has been at the center of the world for the past 63 years, and I think the world could do with a few more women at the center of it, if you ask me.
Preach, Claire. Preach, girl. FX's breakout hit Atlanta also turned out to be a Globe favorite this year, winning both Best TV Comedy Series and Best Actor in a TV Comedy Series for its star, Donald Glover, who also created the show.
I really want to say thank you to my son and the mother of my son for making me believe in people again and things being possible. So thank you.
Well, Golden Globes, really not a whole lot of surprises, I don't think. Were you surprised by anything there, Scott? Or, we've been pretty much lauding the praises of La La Land. We thought was going to do well. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you have. I was surprised by all of it because I didn't watch any of it.
You didn't have a dog. You didn't have a dog in the fight.
I don't have a dog in the race. No.
it was good fun. I was back and forth between that and the football game, watching what was going on. The Giants started out so good, and then they won about 90% of the first quarter, but the first half, and then all of a sudden it was like, man, next thing you know, they're going into the halftime, dragging their heads a bit because Aaron Rodgers and that.
Turns out Aaron Rodgers is still pretty good at football.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I mean, plus on top of that, come on, are you kidding me? You throw a pass, a Hail Mary pass up there, and you let him catch it. I mean, how does that happen? But anyway, hey, it was all good fun, and the Golden Globes was good fun. Meryl Streep, as we talked about, couldn't help herself. And of course, then you get Donald Trump with his Rogue One laser Twitter follow up on Meryl Streep, pretty much calling her a hack or an overrated actress and actor, and which is always curious. It's all the bullying going back and forth. I mean, here she talks about bullying, but in a sense that's what she's doing, and so he bullies back. So this is the problem about being around the bully circle, is you get that kind of stuff going on. And meanwhile, where I am in Florida, not that way far away from Fort Lauderdale. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to be down there. Scott, I don't know if I told you, but I was originally supposed to be leaving out of Fort Lauderdale last Friday. I'd have been, the way the things broke out, I'd have been stuck on the tri-rail, because I usually take the train down, down to Fort Lauderdale Airport from where we live. And so I'd have been stuck there and, caught because I-95, to the airport was blocked both ways. There was no way you were going to, it was all shut down. And what a mess. You got, thousands, over 20,000 pieces of luggage that are still trying to find people amidst all the sadness and the heartbreak of the five people, dying. And it looks like most of the people who have survived, that they're doing okay, thank God. And looks like they will survive. I haven't heard anything more than that, that some remain in critical condition, but it's controlled. And they seem very optimistic at this point that they will survive. But what a sad, sad situation as, our intelligence people and law enforcement tries to, figure out what was going on in the mind of this, former armyman who had, just been released last year or this year, or no, actually last year, because we're 2017 already. Last year, and they don't know if it's PTSD, if there's some ISIS influence or what, but the investigation continues into that. And then meanwhile, you have Jerusalem under attack, where you've got a truck ramming into soldiers. I mean, I don't know if you saw that footage, but again, this is Benjamin Netanyahu says the signs indicate that it is ISIS. Well, at every turn there in Israel, the Jews are under attack. And, this has been something that's been going on for a couple of years, whether it's the truck intifada or the knife intifada. Knife intifada has been going on. And that's where randomly, Jews will be attacked with knives. And as I mentioned to you last year when I was there, day before we left, a mother of four Arab went into her home, a Palestinian went into her home and stabbed her to death in front of her four children. And this is part of the stuff that happens that here in the West, we can't comprehend that kind of stuff. We don't see it. We see some things, you know, occasionally we'll see outbreaks like in Orlando or San Bernardino, California, and other parts of our country. And we're a bit, it stuns us for a moment. But could you imagine if this was something you lived with every day? And then you have an international community saying, hey, look at, by the way, you're abandoned by your number one ally, one that has supported you for the last 50 years, decides to take one big giant step backwards, Mother May I, and leaves you out there on the edge. And you've got the international community saying what you're doing is against international law. So now it gives the Palestinians place and, I guess, some sense of justice to do whatever they want to do except negotiate. Because all along there have been moments, as you've heard with the experts that we've had on the show, saying, look at, Israel has offered at one point, I think Benjamin Netanyahu had said that they had offered something like 97, almost 98% of what the Palestinians asked for, and they said no deal. Because they want 100%. That's the mindset. And, kind of give you an idea here. And go ahead, Scott.
What's the one thing in that 100%?
Israel's gone.
Yeah.
You know,
they can't
gone.
Exist.
Right. Exactly.
And it's not just Israel can't exist. It's Jewish people can't exist.
Well, yeah, Jewish people can't. And of course, really what ultimately it means is that if you're not Muslim, you can't exist. Because you're either in the Muslim ideology, you either are or you're not, or you're under subjection until you're no longer. That's just the way it goes. And the thing is, again, people need to understand that this is indoctrination that's been going on at an early age. And if you think not, another report here is that a 7-year-old jihadist beheads a man. A 7-year-old. Okay? These kids are being raised this way. So you wonder why, after all the many, positive things you could think of that America does for Muslim countries, and yet this is what we're fighting against, the orientation, the indoctrination of these young kids. This is a generational issue. This is something that is not going to go away at a peace table in a couple of weeks. This is going to take generations, ladies and gentlemen.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
In somebody's eyes, to light up the skies, to open the world and send it really. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, 'cause all that I need is a crazy feeling. I got tapped out of my heart. Think I wanted to stay. City of stars, are you shining just for me?
Welcome back, America. A little La Land music, huh? Congratulations to the team and the whole crew. I mean, what a great night for them at the Golden Globes, where they just set records left and right and won everything. Andy Koenig is with us right now. He covers spending, taxes, and corporate welfare for the Freedom Partners. He's Vice President of Policy for Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce. Andy, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for having me this morning.
Hey, good to have you here, I say, because, you know, when you talk about the number of regulations, you and I had this conversation before, but I think this is the first time since that we put all the numbers together and added it up and saying that with the 600 major rules and regulations that the Obama administration had given to us, we the people, is it any wonder our economy is breaking its back? Something like $700 billion in regulations. I mean, no wonder we are languishing.
Yeah, and that's just the major regulations that they even bother to do an accounting of. Mm-hmm. So if a regulation isn't supposedly going to have a cost of over $100 million, they don't even add it up. So this is just what we can quantify from what the government gives us. And you said it exactly. This regulatory onslaught is obviously directly contributing to the slow economic growth that we've seen over the past 8 years and that voters thoroughly rejected in November. So we're very hopeful that as Congress comes in and as the new president is inaugurated, they're going to really set to work to address reeling back these regulations. And it's really a two-step process. You got to do what you can do to get rid of the regulations that President Obama has already put on the books. Mm-hmm. And we got to pass laws to reform how this is done, because what we've seen President Obama and other presidents do is take laws that were passed by Congress decades ago, sometimes 50 and 60 years ago, and use them to interpret them broadly and create new regulations that were never intended. So we really need a regulatory review process, a regulatory budget, and just a total reform of how this whole system works.
Well, Freedom Partners, you did your due diligence, and you're presenting to Congress some regulation reform roadmaps, because they need to get up to speed here really quick. If they're going to affect something in a very powerful way beyond ethics review, they better have a good understanding as to what the Obama administration has done. And it would seem that administratively, with us getting probably our first true chief executive officer in the Oval Office in the modern era, this might be the perfect time to, clear the deck here and really get America moving again.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting that one of the big things that Donald Trump talked about throughout his campaign was getting rid of these regulations, removing this red tape that, you know, hurts businessmen and women, hurts people from starting a job, you know, impacts consumers and families. So we're really encouraged by that. But I think what we found is when we were up on Capitol Hill talking to congressmen and their staff about this in the past month or so, they didn't really know how to go about doing this. I think a lot of people think that because Barack Obama did all of this stuff with his quote-unquote pen and his phone, that Donald Trump can just walk in day one and use an eraser to get rid of all of it. And while that's true for some of these regulations, especially ones that have been recently finalized or done simply through executive order, there are a lot, including some of the biggest ones, the Clean Power Plan, which increases energy costs for everybody, the Waters of the United States rule, which drastically changes how the EPA can regulate private waters, even ponds, you know, overtime rules that affect how much people can work. All of these rules have been put into place through a very complicated process, and unfortunately, to get rid of them under statutes and laws as they're written, they have to go back through that process, or they need to be unilaterally removed by Congress, and both of those processes can take time. So we want to educate people on how to do it and then get started doing it.
Exactly. Well, relevant to the amount of time, as Newt Gingrich said, there's some low-lying fruit. So some of these regulations can be swept away pretty expeditiously, but as you say, some of those have to go back, and you wonder if Congress wants to expend the political capital to bundle some of this in the interest of, efficiency in that. But, it's going to be tough because they've got to get some cooperation from the Democrats regardless, don't they?
Yeah, and we've seen in the House, they've already passed two bills last week. They're going to pass another one kind of addressing the broader a reform of regulations, that's great. The real stumbling block and the difficulty, as with all things, it seems, is in the Senate, where you essentially need to get 60 votes to get over the procedural thresholds to pass a lot of these things. They have a busy schedule. It takes time to operate in the Senate. We all understand that here. But what we're saying is, look, there are 10 Democratic senators who are up for re-election in 2018, in states that Donald Trump won last November. So they should be, so my question is, A, what political reason do they have to uphold President Obama's regulatory agenda that has been rejected by voters and that hurts their constituents? And then I guess if they're going to vote against doing away these regulations, then that gives us an opportunity to let voters know how they voted, to hold them accountable in 2018, and if they're not going to be a part of the solution, then get them out of the way so we can get real reform done. So we think there's a really kind of a twofold reason for the Senate to spend time on these. Either we get the policy win now because people don't want to uphold this agenda, or we can shine a light on these people who are supportive of these job-destroying regulations and hold them accountable in 2018.
Exactly. Well, Andy, I got to tell you, it's been a long time since we've had this kind of optimism on the horizon of people wanting to, you know, start new businesses, dream big dreams. Friends from Bank of America and Wells Fargo have been telling me consistently that their new business inquiries are up dramatically. It's like somebody flipped a switch. So there's a lot of promise on the horizon here. If we can do what we can, and we appreciate what Freedom Partners is doing, to get these hindrances out of the way, because business will go where it is welcomed and invited. And with business comes jobs. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses have been looking to other countries outside of the United States, because the United States has not been very business friendly, let's face it.
No, and I think it's a really exciting time that if Congress and the administration is really going to drill into this and remove a lot of these barriers, the opportunity for people, what I think is really exciting is that while we have seen, you know, pretty much stagnant economic growth and, you know, not a lot of new jobs created, I think one underlying thing that's even worse, though, is that since about 1997, we haven't seen any real increase in inflation-adjusted income for families. So basically, incomes have stayed flat. And that's because people are working in jobs when they're working that aren't increasing their pay. And the thing about being an entrepreneur or starting a business or removing these barriers so that people can work for themselves is that these are really the places where people expand and grow their income, grow their family wealth, and really achieve the American dream. So it's just really exciting if we can really get that engine going again.
Well, Andy, you summed it up. You said the Obama regulatory agenda is like economic quicksand for American businesses and workers. The more they try to get ahead, the harder this administration works to pull them back down. Freedom Partners strongly supports these positive first steps to put important checks on government overreach and give appropriate scrutiny to regulations that threaten further damage to our economy. Americans called for an end to business as usual last November. Congress shouldn't waste any time delivering on that promise. That's your manifesto to this 115th Congress, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, let's go, because I think the American people are hungry for it. They're excited to have these burdens cleared out of their way. And I think people are excited to get to work, create jobs, and help each other, you know. So I think we're very excited to see Congress act. We'll be very excited when a new administration comes in to see what they can do on day one to get rid of a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. But again, I just want to stress people that it's not going to be something that we can just do overnight. It's going to take time, it's going to take work, and it's going to take, you know, the American people keeping the pressure up on elected officials.
And hopefully we can avoid some of the things that have happened recently with this Midnight Rural Relief Act that you are supporting as well. And this would allow Congress to disapprove of multiple so-called midnight rules, which this administration is not going away quietly, are they?
No, they're throwing, you know, dozens, they might even get over 100 new regulations on everything from how much power your appliance can have to how your relationship with your accountant works. So they're really, once again, pulling out the throwing the kitchen sink at the economy on the way out the door. And what this bill that you referenced to do is, as I mentioned before, they have to take time in Congress to consider each regulation and getting rid of it one by one by one. And with this bill, this is a major reform piece that we're supportive of, amongst others, would say is, let's take a big swath of these regulations and be able to get rid of them in one legislative vehicle, which would just save time and allow Congress to rip these things up faster and help out the American people. So the real question is can we just get to the Senate? It just passed in the House. And again, it's just making sure that they spend the time and devote the effort to passing these kind of things, because the onslaught is amazing. It's been thousands of new regulations. People are still trying to figure out how they all work, how they affect their lives, and a lot of them are duplicative of other regulations that are on the books, either in state or local areas. And again, these aren't regulations that are meant to, you know, ensure public safety. These are things that the Obama administration put on businesses of all kinds, on consumers and on families, in order to change
the
way.
Andy, we're out of time. We've got to leave it right there. Andy Koenig, Freedom Partners Vice President of Policy. Thank you, Andy.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.